first portion of the Highline Park will open to the public tomorrow. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has more.
The Highline will be a public park, but its uniqueness has attracted a lot of private money. Fashion designer Diane von Furstenberg and media executive Barry Diller have together given $15 million, and other private donors another $30 million. That's important because converting an old elevated freight rail line 30 feet in the air is costing close to $200 million. It's not a big park. It's only a ribbon about a mile and a half long, but it's filled with lots of different corners, pavilions, gardens, and overlooks, each reflecting the latest in landscape design. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.
And if you plan to head to the Highline tomorrow for opening day, keep in mind that in order to control the expected crowds for the next few weeks, visitors will have to enter the Highline Park at Gansevoort Street near 10th Avenue.